I'm Ed Gordon, and this is News and Notes. Every Thursday, we join NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams and guests on our political corner. Today, the group looks at Tom DeLay's mounting legal problems and the pros and cons of President Bush's Supreme Court nominee, Harriet Myers.
I'm joined by Donna Brazil, Democratic political strategist and the author of Cooking with Grease, Stirring the Pots in American Politics. She joins us from Washington, D.C. Also with us is Reverend Joseph Watkins, head of Christ Evangelical Lutheran Church in Philadelphia, and a member of the first President Bush's White House staff. He's at WPHT in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Our first topic today is the indictment of former U.S. Majority Leader in the House, Tom DeLay. Donna Brazil, he's been indicted now twice by a prosecutor in Texas. What does this mean for the Bush presidency, for the Republican Party, and for Tom DeLay and his leadership in the House of Representatives?
This has caused, I think, the White House to figure out how to push through their legislation in the House. I mean, Mr. DeLay could single-handedly go on the House floor as the majority leader and rouse the Republican Party to support the president. I think it also has placed a huge ethical cloud over Washington, D.C., and many Democrats are calling for an end of the culture of corruption and cronyism here in the nation's capital. But I do believe that Mr. DeLay is in deep trouble, and this is not a laughing matter to be indicted twice.
But, Donna, he's attacking the prosecutor and saying that this is a frivolous charge, it's just politics, that, in fact, the prosecutor, Ronnie Earle, is in cahoots with the Democratic National Committee. Do you believe this?
No, Ronnie Earle has been a tough DA for many years. He's indicted 12 Democrats and 3 Republicans, so I don't see him as a partisan at all. I see this is a guy who really want to get money out of politics. He believed that big money has been a corrupting influence.
Reverend Watkins, do you sense a little bit of panic in Republican circles? You've got Senator Frist, the majority leader in the Senate, under investigation for the sale of some stocks that were being held in a trust. You've had the procurement officer for the Bush administration arrested, again, suspicion of illegal activity. And now you've got Tom DeLay, the famous hammer, the leader in the House, under indictment. Is there a sense that possibly this charge of corruption, of cronyism, might stick and somehow the Republican Revolution may be stained?
I don't think there's any sense of panic. Obviously, it's not a fun day when you have these kinds of issues to contend with. I think every one of the people that you've talked about expects to be cleared of any charges that have been leveled against them. And the hope is that once these charges are cleared, that we can carry on with the agenda of this party and this president.
Joe Watkins, let's switch topics for a second and go to Harriet Myers, the president nominee to replace Sandra Day O'Connor on the Supreme Court. The angry response, the sense of disappointment, is not coming from the left. It's coming from the right. Why?
Well, she is an unknown in some regards. I mean, she's somebody who hasn't before served on the bench, so there's no judicial record as such to examine. At the same time, she's somebody who the president has, I think, worked hard to persuade conservatives that thinks the way he does. And I think everybody knows how the president thinks about certainly a lot of the key issues. And also the president has said again and again and again that the kinds of people that he's nominating to be his Supreme Court nominees are people who are impartial umpires, people who don't have to pass some kind of a litmus test, people who would strictly construct or interpret the Constitution of the United States.
Donna Brazil, Democrats, on the other hand, seem rather positive, at least in terms of the politicians on Capitol Hill, in their response to the Myers nomination. Harry Reid, the Democrats' leader in the Senate, has said, "I like Harriet Myers." That's disappointed some on the left. Are you disappointed?
Absolutely not. I'm not disappointed. I'm more interested in knowing her views on a range of issues and learning more about her. Look, I think beyond what we've learned in the paper, that she's well qualified, that she's broke the glass ceiling, we need to know if she will uphold individual rights and liberties and what type of judge she will become. So I think it's still early, and the jury is still out on Harriet Myers.
And Reverend Watkins, what are you hearing in terms of Republican circles among black conservatives? Are they saying that they know this woman? Do they have some track record with her?
I haven't heard yet so much from black conservatives. I've now the word is beginning to filter down from a number of white conservatives that they support Harriet Myers. And maybe one of the reasons why Senator Harry Reid supports her because he happens to be one of the few pro-life Democrats in the U.S. Senate. And that may be an indication of where she stands on that issue, of course, is somebody who has not been a judge in the past. Clearly, she's somebody who mirrors the conservative philosophy of this president. And if that's the case, she ought to be fine with lots of conservatives around the country.
Thank you both so much. Reverend Joseph Watkins, head of Christ Evangelical Lutheran Church in Philadelphia. He was a member of the first President Bush's White House staff. And Donna Brazile, Democratic political strategist and the author of Cooking with Grease, Stirring the Pots in American Politics. Thank you both for joining us.
Thank you,
Thanks
Juan.
So much, Juan.
Don't forget, join us every Thursday to hear more from Juan Williams and our Washington insiders right here on Political Corner.